Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is good stuff. It's interesting stuff, perhaps even exciting. Perhaps even scintillating. We'll see. But I'm very curious who's telling Jeff Passan this. Should we be convinced it's real? Here's the deal. Jeff Passan. Sure you all know of him. See him all the time. If you watch baseball, he's the premier insider. He's an outstanding writer, reporter, TV guy. He's all of that. He's Adam Schefter. Only he also writes, you know, takeout pieces, which he did here. On MLB's offseason, okay? It's called Jeff Passan's MLB offseason preview, Intel updates. Listen to this. And I quote, any concern about the health of Major League Baseball's free agent market vanished at the GM meetings in Las Vegas. With the expiration of the CBA barely a year away, and an extended lockout potentially crippling the sport in 27, teams made it clear they are forging ahead without allowing the uncertainty of the future to derail the present. People are, and this is me talking now, people are primed to spend and spend big this offseason. It's an uncertain future in Major League Baseball. They're opening their wallets. Listen to the next line. Nowhere is that clearer than with the unlikeliest of winter spenders, the Pittsburgh Pirates. What? Limits, can you say what in your most incredulous voice?
What?
What? Say it again.
What?
I think everybody said that when they read
that
sentence.
What I said.
He goes on. The largest free agent contract the Pirates have ever handed out, we know this, was more than a decade ago, 3 years and $39 million to Francisco Liriano. They are consistently a bottom five payroll team, says Passan. And yet the Pirates, he writes, were primed to spend more than twice that on Josh Naylor before he re-upped with Seattle for 5 years and $92.5 million. And they're considering other possibilities to supplement Paul Skenes and a rotation that was among the five best in MLB in the second half. All right. Then he starts, before I get to the other piece of news here from him or opinion or reporting, whatever you want to call it, who exactly are we talking about here? Well, Kyle Schwarber is one. Kyle Schwarber. The demand for Schwarber is high, which is no surprise considering he won't get more than a five-year deal because of his age and positional flexibility as a full inflexibility as a full-time DH. Teams have made that abundantly clear that, you know, that part doesn't matter. All the way from obvious suitors, the Phillies are fiending to re-sign him, he says, and the not-so-obvious, yes, Pittsburgh is in on Schwarber as well. Are we being hoodwinked here, Limits, or is this real? Like I said, Passan has been among the most vocal critics of Bob Nutting and the Pirates out there in all the baseball landscape.
Undoubtedly.
He doesn't write this. There's zero chance he writes this if he doesn't believe there's something to it. What are we supposed to make of this?
Yeah, I agree with you on that because I don't think this will just be somebody from the Pirates organization and they're saying, hey, we want this out there, put it out there for us. I don't think Passan's trying to do them a favor. I don't. So where there's smoke, there's fire. Does that mean that I think they're going to actually sign Kyle Schwarber? No.
But there's other guys.
There's a Josh Naylor portion of this as well.
There's two
hitters
fascinating. From Japan that are coming here. Murakami is one guy. Okamoto is another, a 29-year-old right-handed hitter who's just supposed to be a stud, plays third and first. He writes, among those targeting the first guy who's strictly a first baseman, Murakami, lefty, with top-of-the-scale raw power and as high a ceiling as any free agent, domestic or international. He writes that the teams in on them are the Mets, Red Sox, Diamondbacks, Rangers, and yes, even the Pirates. Well, what does this mean? You know, this is sort of a case of, you know, Omar Khan going after a receiver. Not yes. In terms of money, but in terms of deliver me the baby and I'll believe it. Anything else that happens here, I will not believe. I won't believe it until I see it. Period.
Yeah, I'm just concerned that this is going to become the we tried offseason for the Pirates.
Yeah,
the narrative is out there, hey, we're going to try to go after these guys. We know that Paul Skeens needs help, and we're going to go out there and do everything that we can to make it happen. But talk is cheap, just like Paul Skeens said.
This ain't the we tried Olympics. It's the we did Olympics. So let's do it here. And I wrote a couple weeks ago and we talked about it. There's lots of affordable names out there that can help this team. I'm not going to believe it until I see them outbid for somebody. Pittsburgh is in on Schwarber, writes Jeff Passan. I respect him too much and he's too much of a track record of absolutely shredding this organization to believe he'd write that if he's not convinced it's true. He would not embarrass himself like that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So what are we to make of it? And here's the other part that we kind of have been given indications of by the likes of Dan Zangrilli and Greg Brown. I think Greg Brown said this. Don't quote me on that, actually. I may have just absolutely lied through my teeth, but I know Zangrilli has with us. The Passan writes, the Pirates are strongly considering giving 19-year-old Connor Griffin the opportunity to win their big league shortstop job. While the idea is by no means decided, he has wowed scouts by hitting and his fielding and 65 stolen bases. The internal models for multiple teams have off the charts projections for Griffin. So everybody thinks this kid's going to be a star. He talks about how the decision's complicated by the CBA stuff and all of that. But he ends with this. The mere thought of pushing Griffin to team up with a fresh batch of free agent bats and a frontline rotation is tantalizing enough to make the Pirates a team to watch this winter. The market is unlikely to kick into high gear until after Thanksgiving, but once it starts burbling, it's going to be a busy offseason. This is incredible. And this is what Pirate fans deserve if it happens. All of this together. I just don't believe it sitting here in this seat. I'm sorry. I don't believe it until I see it. Griffin with a fresh batch of free agent bats limits?
Yeah.
I can't believe it until I see it. But the question, am I encouraged? Are my eyes open by this? Am I sitting up on the edge of my seat wondering, wow, is this really going to happen? Yeah, I am, because it's only because it's him. Him or Rosenthal gets me to, you know, the national guys, you get me to sit up in my seat and say, wow, is this actually going to happen?
You know what it really feels like, Joe?
What?
It feels like the alarm is going off and we're waking up from a dream of what you might envision a true goal of what the Pirates could actually do.
I mean,
but not actually believing it until you see them go out there and make one of those moves, even just one.
Did you try to set your alarm on your phone to accompany that?
Yeah, I did. And for whatever reason, it
would have been good, I think. If you get that, just play it.
There it is. Good morning, Joe.
Do you live in as much fear as I do that my cell phone alarm won't go off? I live in that fear every day, and I long for the days of the old trusty alarm clock. Don't you, Limits? You never knew those days, did you?
No, I always
went off my phone. Have you ever
woken
up to an old school alarm clock?
I don't think so.
Wow. That's amazing to me.
Yeah, it's always been on my phone. I have an update for you on Rodgers.
Please.
I'm honestly not surprised. This seems to always be the case that the news drops like 10 minutes before Tomlin goes to the podium.
Yeah.
Tom Pelissero is saying that Rodgers underwent further tests Monday. It's confirmed that he won't need surgery on the fractured left wrist. He is pushing to play at Chicago. Doctors have to clear him, though. TBD.
My guess is he's going to play. They showed Terry Bradshaw from all those years ago playing with a legitimately, like, fully broken wrist. He played with a cast on his wrist. Rodgers is a tough guy. You know, you might like him, you might not like him. I don't know, but he is a tough guy. He's been sacked 590 times. And he's played through a lot of crap. And I guarantee you he wants to play in this one. I guarantee you. And if he wants to, I think Mike Tomlin lets him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.